In front of the state building in Harlem, a dozen police officers attempted to disperse the emergency rally gathered to protest the Tuesday bombing of Tripoli. Speaking for the Freedom Party, Omar Wali Clay.
In Saudi Arabia, women can't even vote. They can't drive cars. In Yemen, in Bahrain, there's fighting. So why is NATO bombing Libya? You're gonna tell me, in all of this world of criminality and oppression, that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi is the problem? That you would send NATO warplanes bombing them in the daytime?
With daily reports of bloody confrontation in Syria, Bahrain, and Yemen, and of the civil war in Libya, the popular uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt earlier this year seem a distant memory. At the BRAC Forum later in the day, Dr. Yunus Abuyoub from Columbia University gave this assessment.
Both revolutions are facing counter-revolutions now in both countries. For instance, in Egypt, every Friday you have a large demonstration asking to have President of Egypt tried. And the military council keeps postponing the trial of President Mubarak and his clique. While the military council is quick to jail demonstrators, have them tried in front of military courts and sentenced sometimes during the same day. This is definitely not what people were expecting when they started the revolution in Tahrir Square.
And for Dr. Abuyoub, the revolutions have failed.
Because the regimes are still there. And it seems that it's going to take a long time to change these regimes. And some of it will depend on what's going to happen in other countries in the region and how things will unfold in Libya.
But ironically, Libya is under military assault by NATO countries which have repeatedly denied seeking regime change or trying to kill Colonel Gaddafi. A critic of Gaddafi, New England University professor Ali Abdulatif Ahmida, said that Gaddafi once turned Libya into an African Cuba, a modern society with free healthcare and education, a strong economy, and even emancipated Libyan women. But that from the 1980s on, he became a corrupt dictator as a result of US-imposed economic sanctions. Yet, he admitted that
Libya is also an open game for all kind of agendas. French, their rival in Africa, who hated Gaddafi's regime, exiled right-wings, foreign firms, royalists, all trying to fight over what's going to happen after the regime.
However, when pressed with the question of NATO interference in his native country, Professor Abdulatif repeated a dubious and uncorroborated rumor.
We know at least there are 320 cases of rape committed by the security brigades, including raping of young girls in some of these besieged cities. So there are a lot of horror things that goes on right now. Now, the NATO bombing, I agree, probably has also killed many, many, many people. It's a very, very nasty situation.
But citing similarities with the media campaign of disinformation in the days leading to the invasion of Iraq, a member of the audience challenged the professor's idea of moral equivalence.
Something is very amiss in this upsurge because the United States and NATO are supporting the rebels. That's why they have the no-fly zone to try to smash and get rid of Gaddafi. It's not a humanitarian thing that the US and NATO are doing. This is a colonial, imperialistic war that the West is waging to grab that oil.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.